many people should be involved in a pitch? Often asked question. If there are 10 of you and you're all going into a mega pitch and the client has equally a number of people on the other side of the table, who should stand and pitch? You have 10 people, should all of them pitch? I would suggest no, that's not a great idea. Why? Because every time we switch from one person to another, we, the audience, need to attune ourselves to a different person, a different tone, a different pace, a different style, which jolts our narrative. Remember, in a pitch, we are trying to get across a story, a narrative. And it's not often that you see storytellers invite questions halfway through the story. A story is all around taking our audience and transporting them into a different world. To do that, having lots of people being involved in a pitch is not a great idea. Unless, of course, it is something like theatre, where you've got professional actors playing different roles. There is something to be said for having more than one person involved in a pitch if it suits their particular role. I'll give you an example. Recently, I helped three people give a pitch on a solution for babies. Two of the people in the team were female and of an age to be able to have a baby, and one was a male. I suggested that the two females lend themselves to the narrative because they're also more emotionally attuned to a subject matter, but I also said the male could come in on the hard, fast numbers part, the prudence. This is playing up to stereotypes, I know, but this would work much better in a pitch. So don't overdo it. Don't have too many people involved in your pitch. Remember, if you have 10 people and only three of you pitch, you can have the other seven people involved in the Q&A. Last thing to say is, if you do have lots of people pitching, you should always make sure that one of the people that stands and gives the pitch is the head honcho, the grand poobah, the big cheese, the managing director, CEO, founder, or visionary. That person should be involved in the pitch always, because if they're a leader, they should be able to stand and communicate to the audience. Otherwise, it looks a little bit peculiar to the audience that the person that should be leading is not standing and looking like a leader. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I produce these for free. And one of the most natural things for all people to want to do is to give back after they've received something. You can give back by simply sharing, reviewing, rating, or giving feedback on this podcast.